Jerry Bader Show. Happy Veterans Day. And to all veterans, thank you for your service. Thank you, thank you. And we remember those, of course, who did not come home. By the way, Friday, I mentioned earlier, Friday, I am in the Wausau area for families with children with cancer at the Nicolet Bank branch. The address, and I want to thank Chris for sending this along, 3845 Rib Mountain Drive. 3845 Rib Mountain Drive. I don't get to Central Wisconsin nearly often enough, show related. So look forward to seeing you come on out, say hi. Bring something nice for the kids. And again, if you go to jerrybadershow.com, the link should be there for families up to tell you everything we need. Talking about an ESPN analyst who essentially said it's wrong that the national anthem gets played at sporting events because it's a war anthem. And a listener made a great point. This country was born in war. And that's what the anthem honors. Phil in Appleton. Phil, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I just have a short comment. I don't believe that the national anthem is a war anthem. It's just it is an anthem that celebrates and exalts our national sovereignty. And sometimes that maintaining sovereignty requires the use of military force. But there are forces in the world today that are attempting to impugn such ideas as antiquated. But if we lose our national sovereignty, we lose our identity as a people. The national anthem used to be performed in many other venues besides sporting events. And I think it would probably behoove us to return to those days of a higher level of patriotism.
Phil, thanks a lot for the call. Do appreciate it. Jason, I want to share that email that we just received. Yep. I lost a friend to a roadside bomb. To make sure I personally never forget that he gave the ultimate sacrifice for all Americans, I salute to him at the end of the national anthem every time I hear it. So play it anytime for those that wrote a blank check for their life. I cannot relate or understand how this could be offensive. Neither can I, unless you hate the country, unless you resent the fact, I'm sorry. And this is where, well, you can't say that we're all unpatriotic. No, you're not all, but liberals who talk this way are un-American. And as several callers and emailers have pointed out, it goes beyond the symbolism of the national anthem at sporting events. It goes beyond that, that you're offended by it or think somehow it conflates war with athletics is a mindless position to hold. It just is. Now, I want to go from the notion of sports and military to just sports here for a moment. And yeah, I do want to take this time to discuss the Green Bay Packers. We're going to do something we haven't done in a while. We're going to do a survey text at 79489. You can text this to 79489. I may also ask it on the air in a few minutes. Are the Packers toast? Is the season over in that they most likely will not make the playoffs? I don't know. But winning the division is going to be very difficult. The only way they win the division now is to win the next two games and somehow beat Detroit in Detroit on Thanksgiving. I don't know that I see any of that happening right now. I don't. But do you think the Packers' season, for all intents and purposes, is over? Yes or no? Text that to 79489, what you think is going on, what you think. 79489. Right after the game, I posted on Facebook yesterday a question asking listeners who they think should be the starting quarterback until Aaron Rodgers comes back. I said Scott Tolzien that I lean that way. Little did I know, shortly after I posted that, Mike McCarthy would announce, in fact, that it is Tolzien over Seneca Wallace, which I think is absolutely the right move. I think it is the right move. He played better thrown into the fire than did Seneca Wallace on Monday night. And I think he is the better of the two quarterbacks. I do. But the big issue here is the defense. For much of the season until Monday night, the Packer defense was much better than most people expected, especially with Clay Matthews out of there. I mean, even in the first game against the 49ers, they looked pretty good. By the way, the 49ers lost to the Panthers yesterday. And right now, the Seattle Seahawks have the inside track. Yeah, the Panthers are a team that's good and getting better. Right now, I think the New Orleans Saints are the best team probably in football. Who would you put above them? I would not put the Broncos above them anymore. I wouldn't. And I do think they're better than the Seahawks. They just look more complete right now, but it's still early. It depends on who gets hot down the stretch. Bob McGinn in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel wrote yesterday that while Mike McCarthy would admit it, if they would be healthy, this would be his best team so far in Green Bay. I agree with that. If he were firing on all eight right now. But they're not. Yeah. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. As my dad used to like to say, if the dog hadn't stopped to do something, he would have caught the rabbit. Ifs and buts were whatever. Not sweet. I'll have a Merry Christmas. However the heck that goes. But they're not. Now, I said something at the end of last season that drew a lot of scorn and ridicule. I said Dom Capers should be fired. Mike Vandermaus, Vandermaus of Gannett Media then said that there were radio squawkers who were jumping the gun on that. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel read a lot into what Mike McCarthy said yesterday. When the will to resist dies, so does a football team in a football season. This is Bob McGinn writing. That's what's happened to, that's what appears to have happened to the Green Bay Packers, not once but twice, at the end of games in the span of 6 days at Lambeau Field. Mike McCarthy dressed down as coaches and players Sunday afternoon after the Eagles not only defeated the Packers, but kicked sand in their face by running off the final 9 minutes, 32 seconds of their 27-13 victory. McCarthy was livid and rightfully so. Scott Tolzien probably played as well as a third-string quarterback could, which I agree, by the way, only to be denied fourth-quarter comeback chances because the soft defense couldn't get off the field. Later, McCarthy cut himself off after saying, "I'm disappointed as the head coach of this team because we have a recurring issue that I have to get fixed, and we'll get on that tomorrow." And then he cut himself off. They wonder if that means Dom Capers or anyone else is in trouble. McGinn kind of raises that specter. Would he ever fire a coordinator, a coach, mid-season? I think almost certainly not. And I would be stunned if that's where Mike McCarthy was going. I really would be stunned. If he does, however, after what happened at the end of last season and then sticking with him and then having it collapse, Jason says, if they play like this again at Giants, yeah. Still, even if you wait that one more time, still, why didn't you do it before this season? And I'll admit, I was, until a couple of weeks ago, I was ready to admit I was wrong about Dom Capers because the defense had played very well. What is he seeing? What is Mike McCarthy seeing in these two games where he feels his team gave up? He talked about how games aren't 51 or 53 minutes, they're 60 minutes. And clearly what he was talking about is McCarthy, according to one player, addressed twin defensive humiliations on home turf in no uncertain terms afterwards. He was angry. telling players that the game was 60 minutes, not 50 or 51, and talked about the missed tackles that occurred in 2011. And he basically said, look, he thinks the offense played well enough to win. Yeah, and how about Mason Crosby? Evil Mason Crosby is back. Now, this is going to sound nuts, and I understand that. Maybe it won't sound nuts. Maybe some of you think it will sound nuts. Did losing Rodgers get into the head of every unit on the team? Jason says yes. I have seen this happen before, and I can't think of examples, but I've seen a defense collapse because a star offensive player, usually the quarterback, goes down. And I just can't think of it right now. But I know there have been examples of this around the NFL. You lose, and I'm talking a great quarterback, not just a starting quarterback, like Aaron Rodgers, and the whole team gets it in their head. The whole team lets down as a result. To me, that happened Monday night already and continued yesterday. I know it sounds like a weird thing to say. Well, Aaron Rodgers doesn't play on defense, but it appears that his absence is responsible for the defensive letdown, as weird as that sounds. Mason Crosby seemed to have gotten the demons out of there. What happened? Yeah, a friend is calling it shell-shocked, that the entire team is shell-shocked because of Rodgers. Well, let's say that's true, and I don't know that it is, but just let's just say that that's true. Who do you blame? Jason says, get over it. Okay, is that then, if the defense is in shell shock, is that Dom Capers' fault? I would be inclined to agree. Now, I'm out on a long hypothetical limb here because I don't know any of this. You believe it, though. You believe that the defense is shell shocked over Rodgers' loss and you blame Dom Capers. It's a little bit more of a reach than I want to go. But I'm at about the same place. Here's what I do believe. I think Bob McGinn is reading tea leaves that aren't there. But if they were to make a move on Dom Capers now, if they were to do that now, after not doing it at the end of last season, I think it would reflect badly on the Packers organization in a way that decisions haven't in a long time, and certainly not, for the most part, not during the Thompson-McCarthy regime and not during the Wolf-Holmgren. I just, to not admit at the time, we need to move a defensive coordinator. Now, I don't know if that's really what McCarthy is thinking. I mean, I don't know that. And I find it almost impossible to believe that. Well, here's the way Bob McGinn wrote it. McCarthy hasn't fired an assistant coach in season during his 8-year tenure. But if McCarthy's simmering rage is as keen Monday as it seemed to be Sunday, Capers and others on his defensive staff could be in jeopardy. It doesn't seem like Mike McCarthy. It just doesn't. Here's what I'm thinking is more likely. He was really, really angry. And it might be ultimatum time. It might be, look, this can't go on. We had a chance to win both of these games. We didn't because our defense utterly collapsed at the end of both games. Boy. I don't know. I just don't know if he would or wouldn't. It's 9:50.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.